Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd," it's one of the most beautiful metaphors he used to illustrate who he is and why he came to this earth. Listen to his words.
"I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. But I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock, one shepherd."
Yes, one flock and one shepherd. You see, when the church was born on the day of Pentecost, thousands of Jews heard the voice of the Good Shepherd and entered the sheepfold. And then, as the gospel was preached beyond Jerusalem, many Samaritans also entered the sheepfold. And furthermore, some of those scattered because of persecution in Jerusalem went to Antioch in Syria, and a number of Gentiles believed and entered the sheepfold. When Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he beautifully summarized what was happening as both Jews and Gentiles responded to the gospel, fulfilling what Jesus prophesied. Paul wrote, "There's one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope at your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all." So let's remember this principle to live by. When we sincerely receive the Lord Jesus Christ and enter God's family, we're to accept one another and function as one united body in Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.